Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Here's some information about concussions. A study in JAMA Psychology reports the long-lasting symptoms that many people deal with after a concussion may be post-traumatic stress disorder and not what's called post-concussion syndrome. They say people should realize that events where head injuries happen can be distressing, which can lead to post-traumatic stress disorder. So, symptoms should be considered in that context when it comes to treatment. And in other news, a new Mayo Clinic study published online by the journal Menopause found an association between caffeine intake and hot flashes and night sweats in postmenopausal women. But interestingly, the study also showed an association between caffeine intake and fewer problems with mood, memory, and concentration in perimenopausal women. Now, perimenopause is the time right before menopause. Here's Dr. Stephanie Fabian.
It's hard to make broad sweeping conclusions based on this study, as it's a preliminary study, and we were not able to determine exactly how much caffeine women were taking in. We did find that caffeine intake is associated with more bothersome symptoms. So if you're having bothersome menopausal symptoms and you're drinking caffeine, it might be worth considering cutting down a bit to see if that has an effect on your symptoms. It's a little harder to know how to interpret the symptoms in premenopausal women about the mood, memory, and cognition, but we know that caffeine has positive effects on being alert and awake, and so that might explain some of the symptoms and how that's a little bit better in those women.
And now let's talk about injections, such as botulinum toxin, to smooth out wrinkles. More and more people want to try these injections, and a variety of health professionals do them: plastic surgeons, nurses, dermatologists, and others. Now, researchers assess the capability of various providers to administer cosmetic injections, and they found that plastic surgeons consider themselves to be the best at these injections, but they consider nurses to be better at giving vaccines. Now, researchers say more studies needed to ensure a consistent, reproducible, and safe experience for the patient. And this was published in the journal Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. And finally, there is nothing like a good laugh, right? Well, researchers from Loma Linda University say humor may not just boost your mood, it may also help improve your memory. Medical News Today reports that the researchers say humor may reduce brain problems caused by the stress hormone cortisol. So maybe there is truth to that saying that laughter is the best medicine. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.